it's hard to know where to start, really. But if you could perhaps describe, put us in your shoes, what the last 4 weeks has been like.
The last 4 weeks has been agonising. Every day brings new anguish as Alice stays away from home for longer. Obviously, we've had a lot of support. The whole family have been involved in that and the wider community. But basically, it's just agony with her not being here.
Hard to describe what it's been like, I'd have thought.
It is. It's not anything we've ever experienced before. And every day, it just gets more and more painful. Thankfully, we have had a lot of support from the community and friends and family. And family kind of gather together, help us. I don't know what we would do if we didn't have all that support. It's a pretty surreal situation and extremely, extremely painful.
Tell me about the police and how they have been, because they're looking into the start of their investigation. They're sort of assessing how they did it. How have you found the police?
We have every confidence in the police. Throughout the investigation, they've kept us fully informed. They've handled very difficult material with sensitivity and care. And the investigation has been meticulous and incredibly thorough. We're very impressed by the way that they've been handling the case.
Do you welcome today and the reconstruction that the police are doing?
Yes, I do. It's so important to keep the focus on finding Alice, and we need the public at large to help us with this. So I'm really pleased that we can do this.
How much do you feel that focus may have shifted when the police named Arnest Al Khan as this suspect? How does that fit in with how you are feeling and what the police are doing?
The main focus of today is on finding Alice. That is one line of inquiry, and we know that the police are also following a number of other lines of inquiry. It's important for us that the focus remains on finding Alice. We're hoping that the reconstruction today may jog somebody's memory and bring forward another witness, perhaps someone who was cycling, someone who was in a barge, someone who was walking on the canal on that day. And we want the focus of the day to be on that, bringing forward more witnesses who may have some idea about what happened on that day.
I've been around this area for a little while this morning and can't help but notice all the ribbons that are on the trees and on the railings and all the signs that are up and people putting ribbons on their cars and everything like that. Describe how that feels for you. Tell me how much reassurance that gives you.
It's amazing. I've been into town a couple of times and felt really low. And then when coming back into this area, particularly when we turn into Church Road and seeing all these ribbons and posters, it made me feel so much more hopeful. I've never known anything like this ever before. I think it's absolutely incredible.
And that's something that you're going to carry on doing, is having that hope.
Yes. The ribbons for us are a symbol of the support of the community and also a message of hope to both us and also to Alice. It is very difficult 4 weeks on to keep that hope alive, but we are determined to be as strong as we can be in order to bring Alice home.
And that's very much the message you want to give the wider public today, is focus on Alice, think about Alice, anything that jogs your memory, Speak to the police.
Absolutely. I mean, that is so important. Somebody's out there know something. They may not realise they know something. They might have seen her or whatever it may be. So if anyone out there has any inkling that they may be able to help, to please come forward. As you know, the longer it takes, the harder it's going to get.
You've released a video today of Alice singing at a rehearsal and a statement saying that you want her to come home. I can't comprehend how difficult that must be for you to just almost sort of part with that video and let the public see that, or let them into a part of your life that you didn't think you would ever be forced to let people into.
It's been difficult choosing material to release to the public because all of those moments are very intimate personal moments and memories. But we're hoping that by releasing that material, someone may connect to Alice, that Alice herself may see it and realise how much she is loved and how much we want her to come home.
And that's your message to her, is come home.
Our message to Alice is that we love her, that we miss her, and that we want her to come home where she belongs. We miss everything about her. We miss her smile. We miss her presence in the house. We miss her singing. We miss her quirkiness. Just everything about her. And we just want her back home here where she belongs.